Welcome back to Rimmish Chat. Of course, I am your host, Joe. I'm sitting here with Dakota and Miranda. Miranda, why don't you start off by saying hello or something?
Hi, I'm here in person still.
Yes.
It's still my birthday.
It is still your birthday. But they will not be hearing this on your birthday. Nope. They will be hearing this the week after.
But they might, well, did you already post the other one?
Yeah.
Oh,
the other one's been posted.
Well, then hopefully somebody's listened to it by now.
I don't know. I did not check. It's been like 30 minutes.
Well, it took you at least 30 minutes
to do it. Because Joe accidentally deleted all his research. Because he doesn't use the great Google Docs.
You should just use Google Docs.
I just started using this laptop. Give me a break.
Should have kept on doing it on your phone.
No.
Or Google Docs, because Google Docs saves as you go.
Yes.
You can bring it up on any platform.
I will do it on Google Docs next week, but, you know, I'd not be, like, downloading Google Docs, because this is an old laptop. A, it'd take forever. B, I just started using this laptop.
You have to download Google Docs to use?
I don't know, maybe.
I thought it was just, like, literally on Google.
It might be. I haven't used Google Docs, to be honest.
I've always used Google Docs for, like, school stuff.
Well, yeah, I used to use Google Docs when I was in school.
I'm still in school.
I know you're in college. Let's get that straight. We don't want people thinking of that.
Oh, guys, I finished my class.
Yay!
Nursing class because I don't think we've ever really talked about it.
I don't want to talk about it. I finished my first year. I only have one more year of stuff to do the license I want, but I will be qualified for one license coming up after I take a certain test.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome.
I have a 97% chance of passing on the first try, according to the proctor.
Really?
I smart.
Yes. Yay. Hopefully I can become a teacher. Working in the podcast.
I don't think anyone wants you to teach their children.
Do you guys have to take tests at, like, the end of everything?
I would hope.
But we have to take 08. I think it's called OAEs. Ohio Assessment of Education.
I hope probably. You guys do.
Yes, we do. But that's like, we actually have to take that before we student teach. And then we have to pass our student teaching.
I just have to pass an NCLEX.
Yes.
We got to do a lot.
Girl, like, NCLEX is like one of the hardest tests on the planet.
Well, yeah.
It's $300.
Ew.
Per test.
But we also, I think we also have to take like a test after phonics.
How a CNA test takes like 150.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, we'll tell people this week we're doing that Weird Laws part whatever one we were on. I think we're at three.
Because we noticed our followers were dropping, and we just wanted to do something fun.
Yes.
Because me and Miranda, we're talking about more pegging and all that fun stuff. And
yes.
Joe was trying to be like, y'all need to stay on topic. And, you know, we just wanted some fun this week.
We always want fun.
No matter what.
We just need some fun, guys.
We're going to do this topic no matter what. We had this topic
Because we never did the weeks. What about Hecate? She was
planned out, but what happened was we took the week off to evaluate, we were sick. Miranda's going to college. She never has time for us anymore.
I do too.
She's too busy getting dicked down on a Tuesday.
At 10 a.m.
But that's only on a Tuesday.
It's 10 p.m.
10 p.m.?
No, yeah. 10 a.m.
I don't know.
Oh my god.
She has to wake up.
You gotta wake up for that shit.
On Lord's hours. And get dicked down.
That means you gotta get up, take a shower, brush your teeth, and do everything.
How do we know Miranda's taking a shower?
You gotta make sure the kitty doesn't smell gross. Or you gotta, like, shave the area.
What, does he go down?
Yeah.
Okay, well then I guess she's taking a shower.
Yeah. And, you know, you wanna make sure everything's shaved nicely. I'm just gonna start getting waxed because shaving's just getting annoying. Like, there's some, like, you know, as a girl, there's, like, weird angles you gotta get.
I normally do it on Mondays.
Like, sometimes you gotta move your legs a certain angle.
I bet you do it on Monday nights.
You gotta, like, squat a certain angle. Yeah. Like, I just wanna get waxed.
You know how uncomfortable that is?
Yeah, and then, like, it starts itching a couple days after because you get the little stubble. Yes. Ugh.
It sucks during college, too, because there's, like, no actual, like, ledge to help you.
Girl, you should go to European Wax Center. Your first wax is free.
Really?
Yeah. And if you, like, recommend people, you get so much stuff off. So if one of us goes first, we can get a discount.
She wants you to go first, that way if they fuck up, she knows not to go there.
I Okay, would you want to get, like, the Brazilian one, or would you want to do, like, a bikini?
What's the Brazilian difference? Brazilian takes everything off.
Yes.
Then what's the bikini do?
It's just the bikini line.
Oh.
The Brazilian, like, that's, like, the butt, too.
Yeah, I want the butt strip in there. I want that ripped out.
Didn't you say you didn't have butt hair?
No more hairy assholes for Dakota.
I mean, I do, but I shave it. But it's, like, a really hard, it's hard.
I know. It's always awkward.
I just don't shave my ass hair. Like,
you rarely shave ever.
Yeah, I don't shave my ass hair.
Okay, the only thing is I am very bad at shaving my legs.
Oh, yeah, I am too. I had to go to my gyno the other week because I had to get, like, some testing done. And my legs were so hairy, I literally apologized. I looked down. I'm like, oh, and here's the thing. I'm super freaking pale, but my leg hair is black.
Oh, my goodness.
So, like, you see, because I have, like, naturally dark hair. So, literally, all the hair that grows on my body is black. And I'm, like, sour cream white, guys. Like, I'm so white. And it's just, yeah.
I try to do, like, the things that I think are important. My armpits. I
think my armpits are what gets shaved the most.
Yes.
It's like, I have a list of what's most important, what's least important, so in the shower.
It does really count, though, because, like, okay, so armpits usually all the time, because you can see it through, like, shirts and stuff. Yeah. Legs, like, in the winter, you don't really have to shave your legs because you're wearing pants.
Well, at the same time, it's also, like, nobody should be looking. Well, I got lighter hair, so it's like it shouldn't.
Do like the Brazilian area. Like, I like to do mine before my period because it's just easier to clean up.
Yeah, I don't like shaving during my period.
No, I like doing it before, so like you don't have to worry about like blood all up in there.
All right, so now we're going to go on to something that's a little more
towards our audience.
Oh, yeah,
because
this is your audience, mostly male. It's mostly male.
Well, here we are. We're going to aim for more female viewers this time.
At least you know what your significant other has to go
do. Or your hookup buddies.
Oh, my God. I'm going to make an appointment this week to actually get a Brazilian.
Really?
I think so.
Okay, back to something that we can all talk about. I'm still tasting
this. I mean, I can get a Brazilian.
Yeah, guys can get Brazilians.
I guess.
Y'all can get the butt strip.
I get a butt strip. So, Marina, would you get a butt strip?
Would I get a butt strip?
Yeah, it's where they pour hot wax down your ass crack. And then...
That's not exactly how they do it.
How do you do it? How
they
do it?
Spread the cheeks. Or you bring your knees up and you hold your knees.
Oh, like, hell, motherfuckers.
Yeah, and they take, you know.
So it's a birthing position?
That's not the birthing position.
That would sound so.
And then you take the, like, wood thing and you get wax on it and then you spread it. And then you put the paper on it and rip it off.
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn.
I still would. Because,
you should,
like,
go with me. It could be a bonding experience.
No, I'm not going with you.
The only thing is I would have to get over there seeing my U-Haul.
I'm pretty sure they see lots of U-Hauls.
Yeah, that's the only, like, good way.
You know what? No, it's a pussy. We're going to say it's a fucking pussy. This, we're adults. We're going to call it like it is.
It's true.
Think this isn't no fucking kid show.
You told her
a fucking pussy, Saint Marina.
You told her little nephew no.
Yeah, like,
what?
Your little nephew wanted to listen to the podcast.
Oh yeah.
The hell no.
Yeah, he's like 8, guys, so yeah, he definitely can't.
You know what? If an 8-year-old really wants to listen to the show, I'm up for the viewership right now.
No.
I'm pretty sure they're not loud. It's explicit content. Yeah. I made sure to put it in there. From our first few episodes.
I'm glad.
I think from day one, I put it on there just in case if we slip up. Which is every episode. I don't think I can think of an episode where we haven't slipped up and not said a curse word.
I feel like with me, I just offend a lot of people with you.
Yes, you offend a lot of people. I say a lot of cussing. Dakota's here to balance us out. That's the dynamic we have.
Yeah.
I like our little dynamic.
Yes. It's very... We keep it good. We don't get heated that often.
No, it's hot though.
Oh, I'm burning in here.
I know. You normally have your AC on.
I don't know why I don't have it on. I turned it off like 3 days ago, and I just haven't turned it back on.
That's a good thing, though, because it's turning winter.
Yeah. I had the AC on when it was snowing.
Well, it's like I turned it. And, like, they haven't turned our heater on in the building yet.
Really?
So it's really hard to, like, balance.
I'm pretty sure they did by now.
Is it snowing yet where you guys are?
Yeah.
Who are you talking to?
Them!
They can't fucking answer us!
You ask them all the time.
Most of them are from Sandusky.
A lot of them are, like, from Sandusky. There's a few, like...
Okay, but I'm still not in Sandusky, so I don't know if it's...
I'm pretty sure all of Ohio got hit the other 2 days.
This is so sad where you guys are. Like, they can fucking answer us.
Okay, yeah, totally. I'm not gonna lie. I did ask, like, I called my mom specifically. People were like, oh, it's supposed to snow, like, in the north part of Ohio. And I was like,
wait, how'd you say it? Say that again.
The north part of Ohio?
You see?
Of what?
Say it one more time.
The north part of Ohio?
She said Ohio.
Ohio?
She put so much emphasis on the H.
Oh my god, I don't care.
I do.
No, I'm pretty sure the whole, like, everyone got hit that day, because when we were in Cincinnati, we came up and there was, like, it was still snowing.
Yeah. I was about to say, for the concert.
Yes, the concert was so good.
I actually was in Indiana that day.
Yes.
I know, because we were going to come see you.
I know.
But we saw
Prince of Dakota.
Chase Atlantic and Dwayne, and it was great. Also, Dwayne, if you're single, we'd like you to hit up Miranda.
I'm pretty sure Dwayne does not listen to the podcast.
Well, I can be hopeful.
If you guys know Dwayne personally.
Can we send it to him on Instagram and be like, we talked about you.
Free promotion. Brandon can do it. That way she can tag him in there.
Oh my god, yeah!
Do you think he would actually reply if I texted him we talked about you on our podcast?
Maybe. His song by Perfume, guys, if you want to check it out, that's a great song.
Yeah, Perfume's good, and I really like Adios.
Yes, that is him and Chase Atlantic.
I know, because they're all so good. I did think he was a lot better than I thought he was going to be, because usually opening bands suck.
Okay, what if we, like, pickup line to him?
You know what? Hold on. I got this. You guys keep on talking. I got this.
Oh, God. As Joe looks up a picture. Miranda, that's what you send him. You send him a link to our thing and then just the pickup line.
The pickup line. But the pickup line would have to go with... Like, he's so smiley right now.
Okay, so...
But the pickup line would have to go with the podcast and with him rapping. Like, it would all have to connect.
So, you want to know what I've just found out?
What?
So, I have not updated the computer yet, so I'm still using Internet Explorer on the laptop.
Oh, gosh.
And they use Bing.
And I hate Bing.
Well, Bing is so desperate for searches, they are now offering you gift cards if you use their shit. Not even joking. I checked that out, like, last week.
Oh, my God. So, like, are they going to send you free gift cards if you use their site?
I guess. If you guys want free gift cards for, like, Microsoft products, which they all suck... I guess you could try Bing. Okay, so here you go, Miranda. I got you a few. I looked up a few.
Oh my goodness, already.
The 70 best pickup lines. We're not going through all 70 because that's a fucking lot of rating I'm not going to go through. I'm just going to kind of pick out a few.
Okay.
So, what you can do is you can text him, Miranda. Have you been to the doctors lately? Because I think you're lacking some vitamin E.
No. Oh my god.
What about that one, Marin? No? You're not feeling that one? Okay, no. Okay, I got another one. I got another one. Hey, my name's Microsoft. Can I crash at your place tonight? You get it? Because Microsoft products are shit.
Oh my god.
No, you guys are not feeling that one? Oh my goodness. Oh. Do you like raisins? How do you feel about a date? You get it?
That sucks.
This is all... They had to pick up 70 pickup lines. A few of them won't be fucking bombers.
That's number four.
That's number... No, I'm just picking the...
Okay, pick one more and it better be good. Miranda's got to use it.
Oh, okay.
Wait, here we go. To swallow her drink. Okay, we're good. I wasn't about to get spit on.
You almost got spit on like 3 times during the last episode.
I know! Because it's like, someone who'd like to get pegged, and Miranda almost spit on me.
For people who like to get pegged, Aleister Crowley, we did an episode of him.
Stop it! I wonder if Aleister never had a pickup line.
If he did, it would be like this.
I can cure your syphilis.
I can give you an STD.
Or he might use, wouldn't we look cute on a wedding cake together?
I like that one, though.
No, I don't, because all the fucking toppers are the same.
I'm definitely dragging.
How about this one? Hold down hand. Would you hold this for me while I go for a walk?
Oh, I've seen that. That one apparently works a lot.
Really?
I feel like...
Why do you mean really? What do you mean?
I didn't think that it would work.
I feel like it would work if you were in person.
Well, yeah, you have to...
Miranda just sends him the emoji of a hand.
Okay, how about this one? If you're in person, Miranda, and it's wintertime, you gotta be very... You step on some ice, and you say, now that the ice is broken, what's your name?
What if the ice doesn't break, though?
Yeah, step harder.
No, you should have said...
Miranda weighs, like, 80 pounds.
This is a jumps falls.
Yeah.
That would honestly be my luck. I'm so scared. I got a big truck now, and I gotta, like, kind of jump down off
of
it.
Oh, God, that's
and,
terrifying.
Like, if I, like, park on top of ice... Oof. I'm gonna step down and then just fall
flat.
Okay, guys, this is the last one, and then we're gonna take an ad break.
Okay.
So, if Internet Explorer is brave enough to ask you to be your default browser, I'm brave enough to ask you out.
That one's good. I like that one.
That's
funny.
The one, I think we agree. That's the one you use on Dwayne
you
to pick him
that
up.
That one?
Yeah. Yes.
And then should I tell him about the podcast?
Yes. And tell him that, you know... Chase Atlantic is our favorite band, and we like them listen to it because, you know.
Who doesn't love hearing songs about drugs and money?
Yeah, I everyone does.
It's the best.
All right, but we're going to take a break. Ad break.
Okay.
It's about that time. Come back. We're going to talk about some weird fucking laws.
Yes.
And we are back now that we got all the pickup lines out of the way. Give you guys some great pointers if you are single.
I got a dark chocolate one.
Did I use any pickup lines on you when we first started dating?
I can't not remember. That was years ago.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, we've been together almost 3 years.
Really?
Yeah, that was years ago. You think I fucking...
This is literally our third Christmas together.
Yeah, goodness. We've known each other for about 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, let that settle in real quick.
I still can't stand you.
I know, and I can't stand you either. I thought it was going to get easier over time, not harder. But, you know,
I feel like I looked up office pickup lines, but I might not have sent it.
You might have sent one.
I'm going to look those up real quick while y'all move on to your weird laws.
Well, it's our weird laws. So, Miranda, you ready for some weird laws? I got about 20 of these. What the fuck was that?
It was a hiccup. I've done it before.
Can you not?
Yeah, like I can stop my hiccups.
Oh my God, you want to know what this one is that they count as a pickup line?
Yes.
I think you're attractive and I want to sleep with you.
No.
What is it?
That's Ryan's.
Can you imagine somebody saying that to you?
Oh my gosh, there's 90.
Yeah, I'm not going. You want to go through like a few?
Let us start our love affair like Michael Scott started a sentence and let it go where it wants.
Yes.
You
didn't use that one on me, but yes. Go on, Dakota. Give us, like, three more in the barrel. Are they not that good, or?
They're long.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to
it. Tell you one thing, I'm not going to be a good mom tonight, Meredith Palmer.
Yes, I remember that, because she was at the Dundies. Mm-hmm. Spoilers, I guess. Major spoilers.
Come here often, every day, from 9 to 5. Yeah, I guess that is often.
Every Tuesday.
Oh, God. Like what Dwight said, when a seed is planted into the ground, I will plant my seed into you.
That one, yes. I will use that on you one day in the future.
Okay, and then here's the last one. Michael Scott might declare bankruptcy, but I will just declare all of these feelings for you.
Oh, that one's nice. I like that one. All right, you guys ready for some weird-ass laws?
How are we doing this one?
I'm going to tell you guys what the law is and where it's from. We're going to just start talking about it.
Oh, we don't have to guess?
We're not. Do you guys want to guess?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it.
We guessing. Can I get my map out?
No, you're not getting a map out. No, do not get a map
Childhood out. Childhood education teacher right there, guys.
Future teacher.
I'm not teaching social studies in IFSA.
I don't think you have a fucking choice, to be honest.
I might.
What are you teaching again?
Margaretta didn't have to.
What are you teaching again?
Like third grade.
Okay, what are you teaching these third and fourth graders?
Not the states.
Oh.
What Hopefully subject? Not.
I want math and reading.
Oh, God. I don't let you read on the podcast. I don't want to see what that's going to
They're be. They're not learning. I know the word hypothesis, so I can...
I'm glad you know one word. That's all it takes to be a fucking third grade teacher. Know that one third.
They're not going to have to know the really, really tough big words.
All right.
And
she's going to go to our interview and they'll be like, okay. Oh, well, why should we hire you? Because I know the word hypothesis.
Did that give me any...
Okay. But the thing is, if they're having...
And I got Brazilian wax.
No. They don't know that part. But if they're having troubles with name, what I was always told, just make up your own name for them.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Like when you're reading a book and you can't, like, say the name, just...
You sound it out.
You don't either are sound you, it out or you make up
the... Like, or you Google the name on, you know, the Google machine.
If you're on a test, you can't do that.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you can by that time. Fuck, they'll have... They can talk to their watch. Hey, what's his name?
They better not.
Okay, so let's move on.
All right, so the first law I got for you guys. Boogers may not be flicked into the wind. What state?
Illinois.
Boogers.
Look how they just listen to think about it.
I feel like Windy City, Chicago, Illinois.
I say Montana.
Montana? Well, you both are wrong. We're going south to Alabama.
Oh, damn.
They can be racist, but you better not flick that fucking booger in the wind.
They can fuck their cousin, but you can't flick the booger.
All right, so this one's a weird one. The English language is not to be spoken in this state.
What?
I will say it again. The English language is not to be spoken.
New Mexico.
Old Mexico.
Texas.
Illinois.
The fuck? I'm sorry, but they definitely speak English in Illinois.
I think they meant like old time English. Like thou shall...
Why not?
Do what thou wilt, you know, stuff like that.
Why they not? Don't they have to do that for, like, possibly school?
I don't know. I did not make the law, Miranda. I did not live in Illinois.
It's forbidden to read Shakespeare out loud in Illinois.
You may read it, but you better not say a fucking word, Andrew. Let me tell you. If I hear one of those thous, to the principal.
Oh, no. Sorry, I gotta go to jail now. I just said thou.
Fucking Andrew.
Fucking Andrew.
All right, so now this one I want to know how it's possible. You may not fish on a camel's back in this state.
Okay, what state is known for their camels?
I don't think any state's known for a fucking camel.
Texas.
California.
Idaho.
What the fuck? Where can you fish in Idaho?
I don't fucking know.
Why do they have camels?
I want to know. I want to, because to do the law, that means someone had to have done it.
Yeah.
I want to know who's fishing off these camels' backs to finally sit down. It's like, listen, we need a fucking law about this shit. Jeffrey out there cheating, going out to the fucking middle of the ocean with this camel, catching all the big fish.
There's no oceans in Idaho.
They have probably reserves. Right? Like the water reserves?
You mean like rivers?
Yeah, like rivers or like the reserves, like nature reserves.
I thought you weren't allowed to fish at nature reserves.
I think you can, but you gotta release.
I don't know, I don't fish.
You're allowed to you're allowed to go fishing because Bluffton has a nature reserve.
Oh, okay.
And
oh
man, that was actual fishing class.
Ugh.
Yeah.
No thank you.
Right?
Alright, so now this one's just fucking hilarious. It is illegal to rob a bank and then shoot at the bank teller with a water pistol.
Okay. Can we break this down?
Yes.
Can we break this down?
However we want to break it down. We got plenty of time.
It's illegal to rob a bank. Got it. Got it. Great law. Great law. And then, so we have to add on. So we have to be specific about our bank robbers. And then shoot a bank teller. Okay, yes, shooting a bank teller is awful. Don't shoot with a water pistol?
Yes.
Okay, so I need to know, when did they cross the line?
Wait.
Why did this happen so often that they needed to actually, like...
make it into a law?
Does this mean I can go shoot them with a BB gun?
So, no, I bet someone...
What's a yes?
Someone went to court. Because I bet you, they robbed a bank and shot the teller with a water pistol. And they were like, oh, but the law says I can't shoot them with a gun. It was a water pistol.
There you go. Yeah, see? I robbed them with a water pistol.
Yeah. Okay, but where would this happen? New York.
Let's go. We'll go with the same side.
The same. Oh, I want to hear where she's laying love with this one. Because she doesn't know her fucking states.
I do, too. Okay. New Hampshire.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Mm-hmm.
Louisiana.
The fuck?
Louisiana is that where they're shooting at their bank tellers with water pistols trying to rob them. It's like, give me the money. They give him money. And run away. Fucking water pistol.
We watched Truth and Truth or Dare, and the last part, spoiler alert, he had to rob the person, but it never said with a gun. So I wonder if it would have worked if it was with the water.
Usually rob people with guns. I mean, I'm just gonna be honest.
Yeah.
Not water pistols, but
Though, let's say we are in a bank, we're getting robbed. You know, we're all on the ground because we think he has a gun, and then he robs it, but then shoots the teller with a water pistol. Are we going to get up and attack this man who just has a water pistol?
I would laugh.
I would laugh too.
To get up to help the teller.
Because, at that point, I feel like you're just giving yourself away. Like, you just prove there's water in there.
But the thing is, if you do that, is it the person that's robbing them's fault? Or is it the bank teller's fault?
Some water pistols look real.
Some of them do?
Yeah, you can get a water pistol that looks like a real gun.
Okay, so it would still be...
Or just pour
it would still be the stealer's fault. Robbing a bank is still bad.
Or, what you do is you just pour water down the barrel of the gun. Is that not how that works?
No, that's not how that works. Okay, next law.
The next one. This one's a city in a state.
Oh, no.
A particular city. So you guys do not have to get the city if you guys just get the state. But it is illegal for stores to sell cornflakes on Sundays in this particular city in a state.
Oh, who hates cornflakes?
Okay, I like frosted flakes.
People who like to masturbate.
What?
What?
Oh!
The potential purpose for cornflakes is, to stop kids from masturbating.
Are you serious?
Okay, so...
Yeah, that was the initial...
This is a religious... Where does Footloose take place, guys?
Gotta cut loose. Footloose.
Cause they
shut the fuck up, Ryan. Cannot say another word about it. I'm pretty sure we're at the end of the copyright.
I'm just gonna go with Michigan because they have Kellogg there and Battle Creek.
Kellogg. Okay.
It smells like cereal there.
So are you saying Battle Creek, Michigan? Are you getting a city and a state, or are you just going to the city? Okay.
Sure, we'll do Battle
Georgia.
Creek.
Georgia.
Georgia. Any particular city or just Georgia?
I don't think I know any cities in Georgia.
Okay. Where's Atlanta?
Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, my God. Something told me to say Ohio, but I'm like, no, I'm going to go with Michigan. Because it was Ohio last time. Remember, it was Youngstown, Ohio.
Yeah, you can't stop and get gas.
No, you can't run out of gas.
Can't run out of gas in this
fucking city.
What the
fuck, Ohio? Wait, what day can you not buy cornflakes?
Sundays.
We're going next Sunday to Columbus, and I'm buying a box of Frosted Flakes.
That's not Frosted Flakes, cornflakes.
Ew, I don't like cornflakes. Can't buy any cornflakes anywhere.
On Sunday.
Wait, why?
I don't know, but I kind of want to know why on Sunday.
Please go look.
We can Google it up real quick.
Y'all, if you live in Columbus, please.
I think we have someone who listens out in Columbus.
Please go buy cornflakes Sunday. And let me know. Let me know.
We're, you know, you can let the whole page know. You just say, hey, I bought cornflakes on Sunday at Columbus.
That would be amazing.
I am typing it up right now to see if it's actually...
So, is it only in Columbus then?
Yes. Only in Columbus, Ohio.
So we need to go to Columbus, Ohio on a Sunday. I'm always working
Sundays. I was about to say, that is the weirdest law I think I could find.
Of Ohio?
Well, like, out of a lot of them, honestly. Yeah, no, in Columbus, there's a... It says it here, too. You cannot buy... You cannot sell cornflakes on Sunday.
What the fuck?
Is there any reasoning?
I don't know. I can't find the reasoning.
I wonder, like,
okay, let's just go to the next law. We'll look it up and post it on the page if we find it.
Oh, it's an acquitted blue law that still exists on the book, but it's no longer enforced.
Well, yeah, because
yeah, that's kind of dumb, but yeah, but it's still in the law book, so that's what we count these on. If it's in the law book, I'm putting it on the
okay,
fair enough.
So, this one's nuts. Number 6. It is illegal to detonate any nuclear weapon. You can have them, but you just cannot detonate them.
What's detonate?
That means you cannot set them off.
Oh.
So that means you can have a nuclear warhead, but you can't set it off.
What the fuck? This is Texas.
I feel like that was Ohio.
I mean...
I feel like...
There is no second states. I'm going to be honest with you guys. There's no two time states in here.
Okay, so the thing is... I think, wasn't it Ohio that said that now fireworks is legal?
Yeah, aren't they legalizing that now?
Yeah, for 4th of July, a few days before, and I think another day.
Okay, but we've always done fireworks for 4th of July.
Yeah, but you have to have a certain patent, I think, to do it.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a business and you're not allowed to privately shoot them off. Just because people do it doesn't mean it's legal.
Well, also, you couldn't do it on, like, public properties and stuff like that. You could do it at your home, I think. Only certain fireworks.
Yeah.
All right.
But you're working off track.
Texas.
Nuclear weapons. Miranda, where do you think you can own them, but you cannot detonate them?
Florida.
Utah.
I mean, they gotta have something to do there, I guess.
I don't even know what the fuck's by Utah, I'm gonna be completely honest.
Isn't that where there's a lot of Mormons?
I think so.
I don't know how I feel about Mormons having nuclear weapons.
They have nuclear weapons, but they can't set them off. It's against the law to set them off.
Still!
That was like the one meme I saw. We're getting off track a little bit, but... With the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, with the prosecutor. And it said, are you familiar with Call of Duty? You're 2 kills away from getting an airstrike. You know how bad that would have been in Kenosha? I just think of that. I flash back to that meme. It's a funny meme. We're not going to say our opinions about that on here, but it was a funny meme.
No, because I started screaming, y'all.
I'm here for the memes. I live for the memes. That's all I live for. Like everything else, I'm here for the memes.
Okay, next one, please.
All right, so a recently passed anti-crime law, recently passed, by the way, requires criminals to give their victims 24-hour notice, either orally or in writing, and explain to the nature of the crime to the committed.
This is New York. This has to be New York.
Wait, what?
So pretty much, if I was going to shoot you in the face...
He has to tell you 24 hours in advance.
That I'm going to shoot you in the face, either written or, you know, straight out tell you.
New Jersey, Texas.
The fuck?
You guys are all over the map.
Who's gonna actually abide by that?
Not in Texas.
I think that's the point. That, you know, charge them with something.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, because technically they broke the law. They didn't give them 24-hour notice.
Yeah. So technically, you could charge them with that and then, you know, get new evidence against them.
That sounds
like a fucked up Texas thing to do.
Isn't Texas one of the states that you can go to, like, do the, die in prison? They can kill you?
The death penalty? Yes. Yeah.
It's legal in Ohio, too.
Yes. Is it really? I think we still have old Sparky going, too.
It doesn't still go, but it's the oldest electric chair in, I think, the United States.
I need to move from here.
What are you doing? That's so bad that you gotta get an old Sparky.
It doesn't matter. That thing scares me.
You can get, you can get, what is the other one called where they just shoot you in the back of the head?
Oh, executed.
Yeah, you can get a public execution instead.
Don't scare me. Like, I want to die in prison.
Well, don't go to prison. There you go. I just solved it for you.
I sometimes I get scared. Like, what if I, like, do something terrible? Like, accidentally kill somebody in an accident.
How do you accidentally kill somebody in an accident? Oh, yeah. Death penalty. Done.
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
I don't know either.
I just had my first accident and I was freaking out because I was thinking I might have died. I literally asked the person, like, am I going to die? Am I going to get in trouble? Like, am I going to be okay? Am I bleeding? Going to bleed out?
Let's go to the next line before Miranda hurts herself.
Yes. She's hurting me right now.
Because I'm tired already.
I have not drunk enough alcohol to deal with her.
Oh my goodness.
So, citizens may not take showers on Wednesdays.
Okay, where do they smell?
This is a city state law.
Okay, so we already did Ohio. We already did Texas.
You want me to tell you where Colorado. You guys have done?
I say California.
I'll tell you guys where you guys have done so far.
No, we're good.
Colorado. What are you saying?
California.
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
My sister's name is Cheyenne.
Well, she cannot shower on Wednesdays, I guess.
She lives in Ohio.
She should live in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
No, that's
kind of gross. Isn't that a song by, oh God, what's his name? I see his face.
Bo Burnham?
No, he's a country singer. He does Thunder Rolls.
Oh, Garth Brooks?
Yes! He did a song about Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Oh, I thought you said not take showers on Wednesdays.
Oh my God.
Nice.
So this law is you may not tap your feet, nod your head, or anyway keep time with the music in a tavern, restaurant, or cafe.
Okay, we're Footloose again. I'm going Georgia with this one.
Brenna, what are you saying?
Let's go with North Dakota.
Ooh, close. New Hampshire.
That is not close.
No, she had the new part.
New Hampshire is...
She had the new part. That's what I was saying.
She said north.
Oh, shit.
There's no new Dakota.
There should be.
It's me.
Fuck North Dakota, South Dakota. Old Dakota, New Dakota.
Shut up. Next question, please. Yeah, how many of these do we have?
20.
What number are we on?
10.
Oh, God, I'm so tired.
Wait, what are we at? Oh, we're only at 20 minutes.
Okay, yeah, no, we're so good. We got plenty of time. So, this law, you may not step out of a plane in flight.
Can I say all the states? Like, why is this not a law in all of them?
I'm pretty sure you'll die.
I'm pretty sure you can. You just shouldn't.
Can I phone a friend? May I call Jason?
No.
Jason,
if you listen to this episode, wait. Got this.
How does this work? Does that mean you can't do it while you're flying above it, or when you're leaving? Or
I'm gonna say whenever you're in the state.
I'm gonna guess Michigan.
Let's go with Wisconsin.
Ooh, Maine.
The fuck?
Well, I mean, you might end up in the ocean.
True.
Pretty much. I mean, it's all, like, three sides of it's in oceans.
Right. So you might be able to live.
So now this law, I don't get. I feel sorry for the people who have to do this. One-armed piano players must perform for free.
What the fuck? Okay, who doesn't have equal rights labor laws?
A lot of people.
Alaska.
Louisiana?
Iowa.
We already said Louisiana.
Dang.
Yeah. Well, it's too late.
Iowa?
Yeah, Iowa.
Damn.
Yeah. I was about to say, that's...
That's fucked up.
How do you play in the piano with one arm? I want to know that one.
There's, people do it a lot.
There's a rock band that had a one-arm drummer.
Yeah, I guess.
People do it a lot. Like, they just...
Well, they can perform. They must perform for free. So now this one. This one is the one I've been waiting for 2 weeks to tell Dakota about.
What?
This one I have been waiting... 2 weeks? 2 weeks to tell you about.
Okay, tell me about it. 2 weeks?
Because this is a city state.
Okay.
A woman may not buy a hat without her husband's permission.
Oh, I'm already pissed. Okay.
I don't like this one.
Okay. I'm fucking ready. All 50 states.
No.
No, it's a city state.
I know, but I feel like all 50 states are... Okay, so...
You can go to the Sandusky Mall where, you know, we are and buy a hat without my permission.
Shh, let me think. So, is it a southern state?
Have we said...
We have not said any... No, there's no repeat states.
Is it a southern state?
Like mid-southern.
Okay, Kentucky.
Miranda, what do you think?
I'm thinking... Let's go with Oregon.
I said mid-southern.
Yeah, I can't think of... Kansas!
That kind of is.
Okay. Ow. Owensboro, Kentucky.
I got this shit.
You got one right out of the
It's the one 12. That counted, so.
Why does Kentucky have that law?
Owensboro, Kentucky. It's probably a blue law now that's, you know.
I bet not.
Still in the book.
I bet not. I bet it's still freaking legal.
I will throw a can at a guy.
All right, so.
I've been throwing a lot of things lately.
I got a can. You want it?
I have. Like, there's this one kid at on the team. Like, he likes telling people, like, we are normally mad at each other just for the fun of it. Like, that's our thing. Like, he's mad at me. I can make him mad very easy, and I love it. And then he can, like, get on my nerves. And, like, he's very, like, just mean. And, so I throw stuff at him all the time.
Well, elephant owners will be mad about this next law. If an elephant is left tied to a parking meter, the parking fee has to be paid just as it would for a vehicle.
What the fuck? Okay,
I don't know California. Who's fucking taking around elephants. It'd be, like, one last thing you'll think of, Miranda.
Last day I would think of.
One of the last ones.
Wait, what was the one that had the weird ones that we talked about the one times with, like, the donkeys and, like, the giraffe and stuff? Like,
those are different states.
I know, but I feel like those were. I feel like it's probably one of them, but I'm still gonna
think
California.
I think New Mexico is on one.
Well, since you just said New Mexico, it's probably not New Mexico. Because I was going to say New Mexico. let's go with Montana again.
Florida.
Okay, it's Florida, so.
I don't like Florida.
All right, so.
I know somebody that's in Florida. Like, no.
Well,
you better tell them to pay their parking meter with their pet elephant.
Yeah, if they tie their elephant up to the parking meter, they better fucking pay that parking fee. So now this next one, I'm a little salty about. It is illegal to drive a camel on the highway.
To drive a camel?
Yes.
Not even ride, just to drive?
Yeah, you know, like riding in.
Arizona.
What are you thinking?
Let's go with South Dakota.
Nevada.
I knew you were going to say Nevada as soon as you started singing about Vegas.
Yes. So.
That means someone had to do it, guys.
All these laws mean that someone had to do them at some time.
I probably.
So now this one, I don't know how the fuck it's possible. Moose may not be viewed from an airplane.
What?
Moose may not be viewed from an airplane.
Moose the animal or moose like hairstyle moose?
I'm going to say the animal, Miranda.
I'm going to say Alaska, because I'm pretty sure they got a lot of moose.
What are you thinking, Miranda?
Let's go.
You know you can match our answers, too. You can, no, you can also say the same state if you want.
Why would I do that?
Yeah, that's all fun.
Oh. Let's go with... I'm trying to think of, like, different states that I have not said.
How many of them would have a moose, Miranda? How about we start breaking those down?
I don't know which ones that have mooses and don't. I know not the winter ones. I wouldn't think. Wait, mooses are hairy, so they might be wintery. Okay, let's go with... Have we done a Montana one?
No.
No.
Okay, let's go with Montana.
All right, it is Alaska.
Yep, yep.
How the fuck are you seeing a moose from an airplane?
I have no idea.
I've been in an airplane that you do not see a moose.
Well, they might...
You can barely see buildings.
They might fly their planes differently.
How the... fuck different are you driving, flying your plane where you can see a plane, you see it moves.
They might be flying lower.
How much lower, Miranda? You gotta stay a certain height.
Who knows? I'm not a plane flyer.
I am not a plane flyer either. I've only rode it like a few times. So, now this next one. Fish may not be contained in fish bowls while on a public bus. Fucking let that fish free. What state's letting their fish free?
Oh, gosh.
Have we done a New York one?
No. I'm guessing New York, too. New York.
Oklahoma.
So what the fuck am I supposed to do with this fish?
That you got from the fish store. Mm-hmm. Put in the fishbowl. Can't go on the public bus. Better fucking walk.
Oh, but I can put it in a bag.
You can put it in a bag, just not a fishbowl.
Okay.
Oh, they don't want the water everywhere.
I would guess.
Probably.
So now this next one, all places of business must provide a horse water trough.
Have we done a Kansas one?
We have not.
Kansas.
Arizona.
Kansas.
Was it really?
Wow. I was going to say Missouri, and then I realized they were in the same place.
All right, so we got another city state.
Okay.
I love these city states. Because they get really fucked up really quickly. So, in the city, you cannot cut off a chicken's head on Sunday.
Have we done Mississippi?
We have not.
I'm going with Mississippi, too.
Columbus, Georgia.
I swear to God, if he was going to say Ohio, I was going to flip shit.
I was going to, too, just because that was a double.
That's why I waited so long to tell you guys, because I wanted to see your face reaction when I said Georgia.
Okay.
It makes me feel better. It was Georgia.
19.
Okay, good, because I'm falling asleep.
All right, so within the limits of any public park is unlawful to annoy any bird. Another city state.
New York.
I want to know who the fuck's annoying a bird so much to make a law.
I don't know, but did you know squirrels can scream?
Yes.
I didn't. Not until I got to college.
I love squirrels.
A few days ago. Let's do...
Wait, did you make those squirrels scream?
How do you make a squirrel scream?
I don't know.
You just, they, like, feel scared because you're, like, go towards them. You are, like, their territory. You're in their territory, so they, like, scream. But is Vermont a state? I think.
Vermont is a state, yes.
Let's go with Vermont.
Honolulu, Hawaii.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Do not annoy any bird.
I feel like they have to be peaceful, so.
Alright, so now this one. This one's the best one. I saved the best one for last, guys.
Okay.
It is illegal to sell ice cream after 6 p.m. unless the customer has a note from his doctor.
How do you get a note from... Oh, I know how you get a note from your doctor.
You go to the fucking doctor.
Well, yeah, but like an actual reason instead of going to
diabetes.
The doctor. No, I was thinking like tonsils.
Mississippi.
You guys are not going to catch this.
Let's go with...
Is it not Mississippi?
Have we had a Wyoming?
We have not. Have we had a Wyoming?
Yeah, we have Cheyenne.
Let's do... we've done Alabama, we've done
Alaska. Wait, I'm gonna change my mind to Arkansas.
Okay.
I'll go with Arkansas.
Newark, well, Newark, New Jersey.
The fuck? Why?
I don't know why you can't buy ice cream at 6 p.m.
I think that's...
After that's 6 p.m.
dinner time.
Yeah. You get your ice cream before dinner.
When no. does their ice cream trucks come around?
I have not seen an ice cream truck for like a year and a half.
I see them driving on the street, but they're never over here.
I don't know.
And
why.
I thought they came back in the circle all the time.
They should.
Yeah.
I love the ice cream truck. I've chased after those bitches while I was pregnant, and let me tell you.
No, I chased after it.
Oh, Joe Fulon chased it. I jumped in a car and chased it, but Joe Fulon sprinted.
And I got to the ice cream truck, let me tell you.
I believe it. I have one memory where it was my mom's wedding with her second husband. This guy gave me $20, and I think I gave to buy ice cream. At the ice cream truck, I came back and only gave him, like, a couple cents.
I remember that it used to come, like, every Wednesday. And I'd be watching Wipeout. And it'd be, like, towards the end of Wipeout, the ice cream truck would come by. And I'd always buy some ice cream.
Nice. Well, with that note, we're at the end of the show.
Yes. Time to sleep.
Yes, because I've had you guys record 1.5 episodes. That's the most we've done.
It was almost two. Because that one, we only had like 9 minutes recorded.
It was 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Around that time. But yeah. Either way, Miranda, where can I find you? Let's end it up on a high note.
You can find me on Instagram. MiraPando1001.
1001.
Yeah.
1001s, people. Start typing now. You might hit my next week.
Hey, if you find that, you might not find me. Do that.
I'm still in the process of rebranding, so just go to you.
You're rebranding?
Yeah.
All right. Facebook, Remnant Shop Podcast, group page, the actual page. You can listen to us on Facebook, Spotify.
Make sure to follow us, because when we do have delays in episodes, we will let you know there, and any little extra tidbits we find, we'll put on there.
Yes, and I am hopefully going to start in the works. We're going to be doing some special episodes for December.
Yes.
We're in the works of figuring out how to set the schedule up right now. Really, it's going to be lots of fun.
I feel like you've set schedules up, and then we just kind of...
Don't
push
keep
them
them
to the side.
But that's because the last time we had everything set up perfectly, but we took a week off.
Yeah, and then you did it again. Well, before that.
That's because we went a different way. You know what? They don't need to know how our schedules work. We never keep track to them.
They kind of do.
This is part of the first time we're going to keep a schedule and keep track to it.
Oh, okay. Maybe we should probably not tell them the schedule.
I don't tell them the schedule.
Oh, you've done it a couple times.
I know, and now I just don't do it anymore. It's a random, whatever the hell is going to pop up.
And that's probably good, because I forget all the time.
Me too, girl, me too.
I think we're coming back, we're talking about Krampus. Because we're hitting that to 4 weeks of December.
I actually know what Krampus is.
Yes, we're going to be talking about Krampus.
I only know him from the movie, though.
I only know him from American Dad, so it's going to be fun.
Nice.
Yes. Dakota, do you know anything about Krampus?
Yeah, absolutely nothing.
You don't know anything?
Nope.
But
this
yeah.
will be the first topic I'm going in completely blind.
Oh,
it's going to be fun.
This
That'd
is
be too.
Be, it'd be interesting.
It'd be the next week's topic.
This
so, Spotify, Google Play, no, Google Podcast now. Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, Pandora, Amazon Music, pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts, even Facebook. You can find us, listen to us, tell your friends, share our posts.
Yes.
Tell your family.
No, yes. Maybe not tell your family.
Okay. Not
tell your God.
Do not tell my family.
Tell your gods.
Tell your significant others or your fuck buddies. Tell whoever you have.
Tell that person you peg on Tuesday.
Only on Tuesdays.
At 10 a.m.
Yes, specifically.
Okay, so let's sign off because I'm sleepy.
All right, so we're signing off. All of us are sleepy, even the baby. So bye.
Bye.
Bye.